If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Happy birthday today to Cheryl Lynn. This was a big hit for her back in the, late 70s, I guess. Yeah, Cheryl Lynn, 68 years old today. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you were with us. It's really just a spectacular Tuesday afternoon. We just had the Tuesday text off. We'll get the results here in just a moment. So Donald Trump was just offering some information about the skyrocketing day once again. Actually, it's a roller coaster day. It's not skyrocketing. It's actually skyrocketing in the other direction. The stock market is down again. Last I looked, it was down 478 points. Not much compared to yesterday, but still down again. It's interesting that Sunday, and it continued yesterday, President Trump said he does not rule out a recession. Well, that was not good for him to say, but he said it anyway. And he must have been consulted and told you shouldn't have said that. Today, Donald Trump is saying he doesn't see a recession coming. I don't know what new information he has, but he doesn't see a recession coming. Let's see if his words change anything. And I also figured out why Donald Trump likes to have Elon Musk around. Because here's Donald Trump with breaking news about Ukraine having a proposal to end the war, and then some comments about the roller coaster stock market and about the tariffs. And it's Donald Trump, and right next to him is Elon Musk and one of Elon Musk's countless children. He's got a bunch of kids with a bunch of different women. And I mean, I guess if you can, if you can afford that and, handle that, well, that's cool. I hope he's helping out those women with their kids. But anyway, he's implanted his seed in a lot of women. And some of them, a lot of them got pregnant. I think he's had at least 13 kids, a bunch of them with different women. Anyway, he's got this younger, maybe four-year-old boy. In fact, Donald Trump is a germaphobe, so I can relate to that because I'm a germaphobe. But Donald Trump has had the desk in the Oval Office removed and refurbished because at one time the four-year-old kid, Elon Musk's son, the four-year-old picked his nose and put a booger under the desk. So Donald Trump sent it out. Hey, I don't blame him. Kid puts a booger on the desk. Desk is going out. Okay, I get that. All right, so let's get the results of the Tuesday text off. So the text off today was between two big 80s hits. Which one of these two songs most personifies the music of the 80s? Was it song A, Don't You Want Me by Human League? Or was it song B, Rio by Duran Duran? Both of the songs were released in 1982. And when I think back on the 80s, these are two songs that really do personify the 80s. Which one most personifies the 80s? It was song A. According to our audience, song A, Don't You Want Me, Baby, Human League. And I remember very specifically dancing with my wife at the time. We were at 4141 on St. Charles, and this song was playing. And, I remember saying to her, while we were dancing, I said, do you realize that people are dancing to music again? Because there was a time between disco and the music of the 80s, and there wasn't a whole lot of dancing going on. And America wasn't dancing as much as it had been back in the disco era and then before this 80s music hit. But it occurred to me while dancing to this song at 4141 that people were dancing again. And that's when I got the idea to do the TV show Airwaves, which was a really great show. In fact, one of the dancers from Airwaves actually went into Logo Express while I was there doing the sale for the Mardi Gras apparel. She came in and said hi to her. It was great to see her again. And once in a while, I run into one of the Airwaves dancers. And for, you know, millennials and Zoomers, Xers, you're not going to know about that. But, yeah, I had this 80s dance show that actually was really quite cool. I had this concept for an 80s dance show, and this was after American Bandstand had really run its course, and I had an idea for an updated dance show. I think it lasted, I don't know, maybe 16, 26, I think it might have been 26 weeks. Anyway, it lasted for a while, but then it was, you know, it was over. And I really had a lot of confidence in this concept, and I knew that I was doing something right. But I was in New Orleans, and people in New Orleans didn't see the wisdom. Not the people in the TV industry did not see the wisdom in what I was doing, and nobody wanted to really pick it up and continue with it. About 6 months after I did Airwaves, MTV broke on the air with the dance show hosted by Downtown Julie Brown. It was the exact same concept. Exact. And I was so bummed because I had the idea. This was where a new dance show needed to go. And I had the idea, and nobody in New Orleans saw the wisdom in it, and it didn't go anywhere, but I knew I had the right idea. And it's not that MTV stole it from me. I don't believe they stole it from me. But MTV saw the same thing that I saw. There was this opening. There was this need for this new type of dance show. And I did it, and I was on the right track. But it didn't work out. So you see, I've had disappointments in my life as well. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We've been talking about a number of things this afternoon. The city council needs to punish Mayor Cantrell. If she did spend any taxpayer dollars, and maybe there's a question about this, but she's traveling when the city council passed an ordinance for city employees not to travel while the city's broke. The mayor can't pay the Orleans Parish School Board, so the city council passed an ordinance, no travel, including travel to conferences. Mayor Cantrell traveled to a conference in D.C., where she's probably looking for a job, because she's over. She's over October the 11th. And I know I'm not the only one in New Orleans or in the greater New Orleans area that is excited about the end of LaToya Cantrell. And man, you know what we're going to do that day? You know we're going to play that Hall & Oates song, She's Gone. It's going to be an incredible celebration because she has been toxic. She has been poison to our city in so many ways. And she's been totally arrogant and disregarded the New Orleans taxpayers. But the city council cannot pass these rules and not hold her accountable. And some of the people on the city council, one's already announced, but there are people from the city council who are going to want to run for mayor. And they need to be held accountable for holding the mayor accountable. And if they don't hold the mayor accountable, then they're going to be part of the problem, and that's going to be an issue with their campaign. So the city council members who want to be mayor, they need to vote to do something about the mayor. Don't just pass a law. It doesn't do any good to pass a law. I mean, any law, not just involving the mayor. But it doesn't do any good to pass a law and not hold somebody accountable to that law. And if Cantrell spent any taxpayer dollars, she needs to be held accountable. So we'll see what happens. Also, Bill Maher, in an interview with Kid Rock on his podcast, Club Random, Bill Maher said he doesn't think he will ever see another Democrat president again. And at this point, I agree with Bill Maher. I see a lot of prominent Republicans. I don't see prominent young Democrats. Okay, you can point to a young Democrat, AOC, too liberal. She'll never be elected president. Where are the moderate Democrats, the young moderate Democrats who could steal votes from the Republicans? Where are they? They got to be out there. But where are they? And the Democrats need to figure out who those people are and start bringing them into the spotlight. And if they don't, then Bill Maher's right. When are we going to ever see another Democrat president? Because the Democrats are in such disarray. Oh my God, do you realize what I just did? I just did something that so many people think I never do. And I do it all the time. I said something negative about the Democrats. Oh my God. You mean to tell me all those people were wrong? Yes, all of those people are wrong. But anyway, I don't know where those young Democrats are, but there have to be moderate Democrats out there who can win the Republican vote. And we'll have to see what happens as time goes on. I mean, maybe there's some names out there that I'm not hearing. I mean, I pay attention to the news. Ian, can you think of any moderate Democrats out there who deserve to be in the spotlight right now?
You could go with Andy Beshear, Josh Shapiro,
yeah, okay.
Wes Moore, Gavin Newsom.
Is Gavin Newsom,
J.B. Pritzker is not young, but he's an effective governor. What about Gavin?
Gavin Newsom, is he too liberal? I'm thinking he's a little on the liberal side.
I mean,
he could present
so.
Himself as more of a moderate, but I think right now he's perceived as way too liberal.
I mean, he governs a pretty liberal state. I don't know how much of that is his own personal ideology or if that's him just trying to run California. But I wouldn't say, I don't think anybody can credibly say that Gavin Newsom is some like left wing, you know, seize the means of production, defund the police, wacko liberal.
Yeah.
And in fact, he was in the news a lot last week because he went on with Charlie Kirk and said that he opposes transgender athletes playing in women's sports.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he's kind of the first prominent Democrat to do that. And
well,
I think that that's an issue that Democrats have been losing on badly for a couple of years now. So if he's able to find a middle ground with that, that could be really helpful.
Yeah. And so maybe Gavin Newsom is coming up as an attractive Democrat candidate. So, you know, we'll see. But they have to be out there. There's still time for the Democrats to recover because, look, for those of you with short memories, I'll remind you, the Republicans were in the hellhole with their party. You know, before Trump was anointed the leader of the party, that the Republicans were in total disarray. I mean, they couldn't agree with anything or they couldn't agree on anybody. And before Trump was anointed the leader of the Republican Party, they didn't know what they were doing. So Republicans were in disarray and they got their, you know what, together. And so let's see if the Democrats get their thing together. But I think Andy Beshear is one of those names that deserves to be talked about. So
you can probably also look at Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan.
Yes.
Which is a pretty swingy state and they really like her. You know, she won her reelection pretty comfortably and is polling well. And, you know, I don't know if America's ready for the first gay president, but Pete Buttigieg is a damn effective communicator. I mean, you see him going to the Lion's Den on Fox News all the time and just lays waste to these, you know, stupid talking points that are just kind of tossed around as if they're truisms all the time. And he has a really effective way of talking to people about kitchen table issues in a way that kind of decouples it from the sort of emotional tension that's at the core of all our political conversations nowadays. He's good.
You know, and the fact that you mentioned, I don't know if America's ready for a gay president, that just brings credence to our conversations about gays and about gay rights in America, because it's still a problem. And gays are not throwing their lives in our faces. They just want to be treated equally. They want to be judged equally. And I agree with Ian that I don't know if America's ready for a gay president, but it shouldn't matter if he's gay. If he could be the best leader of this country, it shouldn't matter if he's gay. But it will matter, which is a shame. I don't know. Maybe things can change between now and 2028. But Pete Buttigieg would be, you know, another young name that should be mentioned. But again, the fact that he's gay is a negative, and it shouldn't be a negative. So that's what the gay community wants. That's what the LGBTQ community wants. I mean, there are wacko activists in the LGBTQ community, as there are in every group. But basically, you know, gays just want, they just want to be treated fairly. They don't want to be judged because they're gay. Because what Pete Buttigieg does when he's out of the Oval Office is none of our business. When he's upstairs in the residential section of the White House, that's none of our business. But yet it is going to be a factor for some people. All right, if you've got a comment, we've also been talking about health. And Rick Springfield discovered that he has had some brain damage from a fall about 25 years ago during a concert. And he noticed this during a full-body MRI scan, and he wondered if there's anything wrong with him, and he just recently discovered this. And he's dedicated to being healthy, has been in recent years, and he looks great, and his healthy lifestyle certainly has added to who he is today. And you can, you know, he's 75 years old, and you can look great, and you can kick ass now and later in life if you take care of yourself. And in addition to the healthy things that you put into your body, and trying to get rid of stress and all of that, also exercise is a key part of that. And it doesn't have to be aggressive exercise. It can just be exercise. For example, when you go to the grocery store or the shopping center, don't park in the closest spot you can park at. Park out in the lot somewhere. And I like to park out in the lot because I don't want somebody to ding my car. So if I can park out in an open space and nobody's around there, that's where I'm going to park. And speaking of that, can anybody explain why, if I'm parked in a parking lot and I'm out in the parking lot, there's no cars around me, all these empty spaces, why is it that somebody feels like they have to park right next to my car? Can anybody explain that mentality? There's got to be an explanation for it. There's, you know, there's 25 places, 30 places open all around me, and somebody feels the need to park right next to my car. It happens all the time. What is that about? All right, you got a comment about anything we're talking about? The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have been spotted for the first time since the Kansas City Chiefs lost in the Super Bowl here in New Orleans. They were spotted having dinner in Park City, Utah. And man, this is a beautiful time to be in Park City. I've skied and snowboarded in Park City, and it's a great place. And Park City itself is just the quaintest little town. So yeah, if you had money and you could be somewhere, Park City, Utah would be the place to be. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rob Lowe is talking about how movies don't have sex scenes anymore. That back in the 80s, there was a sex scene in every movie. He said every time he'd get a script, he'd turn to page 73 and there was a sex scene. Even if it was about priests or nuns, turn to page 73, there's a sex scene. We don't have a chance to get into this afternoon. We will talk about this on the show tomorrow afternoon. We've just kind of gotten backed up here, and I want to give that topic some time to discuss. There are not really many sex scenes in movies anymore. Is that true? And what was the steamiest sex scene in a movie? Hang on, we'll talk about that tomorrow afternoon. I'm Scoot on the Air. It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Let's go to Barry in Metairie. Barry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Can you hear me, Scoot?
Yes, I can.
I just want to make editorial. I just want to see how all those Trump voters 401ks are doing right now. How's the construction industry going to be doing when it can't get Canadian lumber? I don't know about you, but Trump and Musk can weather a recession. Can most Americans weather a four-year recession? How about 7 out of 10 of the federal workers laid off voted for Trump? Now they can't pay the mortgage. All the immigrants are picking the letters. You know what? He's only been in, 6 weeks? The economy is tanking. You think the depression in the 30s was bad? Just watch. And you know what? Worse than all, this trader, his so-called peace deal, let's see, Russia invaded him. He hasn't done nothing. He's taken away arms from Ukraine, taken away intelligence. He's chastised them. He's in Putin's pocket. This guy is if he stays in office any longer, we're going to be totally out of it. If these people had voted for and now some of them are. They go into all of these senators now who are running, including Stevie Sleazy Scalise, you know, that didn't have the you-know-what to stand up to him. Well, go see Liz Cheney. She's got more of you-know-what than all of those Republican senators. So thank y'all for destroying the rest of us, you voters for Trump.
All right, Barry, I'm glad you had a chance to express your opinion. I understand why people voted for Donald Trump, and it's not over. It's not over. And I don't want to look foolish if things totally turn around and, you know, the stock market is going to change. But you're right. Donald Trump and Elon Musk have the means, and so do a lot of people, have the means to go through this transition. But not everybody does. And some people, many people who voted for Trump are going to be hurt by this transition and are hurt right now. And I think I got sidetracked. But Donald Trump was appearing today with Elon and his kids. And again, Elon was right next to Trump. Do you know why Trump likes Elon there? Because Donald Trump is a big, pudgy guy. Elon Musk is huge. Elon Musk makes Donald Trump look almost svelte. So I think he likes Elon Musk around for the visual that Donald Trump doesn't look so big and pudgy because Elon Musk is there. But yeah, Elon Musk was there wearing his baseball cap, suit, black t-shirt, and his 4-year-old son was there. Really unlike Donald Trump to share the spotlight with anybody, but I guess that's how much he feels indebted to Elon Musk. Let's go to Araby. John, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Two things about your stress. The one thing I have done since the election is I do not listen to any political news anymore. I had your show on my radio when I got in the car, unfortunately, so I had to listen to it a little bit up about Trump and all that. Secondly, if you'll remember back in the 2020 election, Pete Buttigieg ran for president. And yeah. I think he either won the Iowa caucus or finished very high, but he had a great showing. And they interviewed a woman coming out of the, voting area, whatever. And the interviewer asked her who she voted for, and she said, Pete Buttigieg. And she asked him why, and she had all of the great compliments about him. And then when the reporter asked her, do you know he's gay, she said, oh, no, I would have never voted for that.
Oh, my God.
You're right.
Really?
You're right. No, there will never be a
gay president.
I'm telling you, you could probably find that interview, but I remember listening to it. And that alone told me, there will never be a gay president.
John, I trust you that happened.
People cannot get past the prejudice, no matter how good you are. Yeah. I mean, come on, Kamala Harris, as successful and as accomplished as that woman was, and they didn't give her the time of day, and she lost to a felon. That's hard to believe, too. So. Anyway,
John, I appreciate the call. I think it is sad that people still judge homosexuals in a negative way. I mean, why? Why? I mean, if you're right wing, you respect personal privacy. You respect power to the individual. You respect individual rights. So why are you peering into windows? Why do you care what somebody does in their bedroom? And there are a lot of heterosexuals who do things you would never do. You don't judge them. I just think it's really sad. And so for those who think we bring up this too often, I don't bring it up because it's a gay issue. I bring it up because it's an issue. It's an issue about rights in America. And the judgment that America collectively still has for gays and lesbians is pathetic. And it is contrary to the spirit of this country. And that's why we talk about it. Let's go to John in Marrero. Hey, John, welcome to the show. Hello, John. All right, let's go to Jimmy in Gretna. Hey, Jimmy, what do you have for us?
Hey, Scoot. Hey, I've been meaning to ask you your opinion on this, a couple weeks ago. I know this is more sports related for the later show on WWL. But they were kicking around the idea of an NHL team coming to New Orleans. Now, I know you remember the New Orleans Brass. It was minor leagues. But I wanted to get your take on that. I mean, we're having a hard time. Of course, the Pelicans are struggling. If there was a hockey team, they'd probably play at Smoothie King Center. Like the Pelicans play tonight. And you got $1 tickets right now on the secondary market. StubHub, SeatGeek. So that tells you 70% empty game. Tying that in, we can't even really support an NBA team right now if you got $1 tickets for the game tonight, Scoot. So how would we possibly – what's your take? You think we could possibly support an NHL team considering how this whole Pelican situation is going?
Jimmy, I think it's a great question. I would love to see it happen. I think – and I wasn't here. I was in other cities around the country when the New Orleans Brass were here, so I can't speak firsthand about the New Orleans Brass. I know they existed, but I was gone during that time. I think an NHL team would be successful here. There are issues with the Pelicans. I think there might be some inherent issues with the Saints – and the Pelicans sharing management. I think there might be some issues there. And again, the Pelicans, as long as the Saints are sharing management with the Pelicans will always be a subconscious stepchild to the Saints. That's just the way it is. And I don't like that. I would like to think that we're an NBA city. Could we be an NHL city and not an NBA city? Yeah, I mean, I think so. I'm sure there are, Tampa Bay doesn't have an NBA team, but they've got a successful NHL team, right? So yeah, I mean, I think an NHL team, not a minor hockey league team, but an NHL team, I think they would be successful in New Orleans. I'd love to see it. All right. So on this day on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1974, Chicago released the album Chicago 7. On that album was the song "Wishing You Were Here." I always remember talking about this album on the air and this particular song as a song where the Beach Boys did background vocals. In one of my conversations with Robert Lamb of Chicago, I asked him to share with me a story from the Caribou Ranch in Colorado, where Elton John recorded, a lot of rockers recorded there. Chicago recorded at the Caribou Ranch in Colorado. It was a place where they stayed, they recorded, they were out in the middle of nowhere. And I asked Robert Lamb to tell me a story about recording at the Caribou Ranch, and here's what he said.
Caribou Ranch to record Chicago 7 maybe, or Chicago 8. And we were in the middle of it, touring intermittently while we were recording. So we were passing through Stapleton, it was the main airport in Denver then, and we ran into our pals, the Beach Boys. And we had already been touring with the Beach Boys the previous year, and that was really a great thing. So we invited them to come up to the ranch. And one thing led to another, and we ended up having some of the Beach Boys singing backup on Wishing You Were Here. And that never would have happened anywhere else.
And so here is that part of the song where the Beach Boys are doing background vocals in the song Wishing You Were Here. Many of you may remember the song, but might not have realized this was the Beach Boys doing background vocals. And Robert was telling me about how just incredible it was to hear the vocals of Brian Wilson in his headphones while he was recording that album at Caribou Ranch. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on W.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
On my podcast, Aspire With Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire With Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you know, I just made a comment about this video that I just saw. Actually, it was live breaking news on the monitor. I'm doing the show from my studio in my apartment at West End today. And my God, just a beautiful day. I'm looking out. I've got a glimpse of Lake Pontchartrain, and it's just a beautiful day. As I mentioned early in the show, I noticed that traffic yesterday on the Pontchartrain Expressway was a lot lighter than I expected in the evening, the late afternoon and evening. And I wonder if people were trying to get home because it was the first day when it was going to be lighter later because of the switch to daylight savings time. Because traffic was relatively light yesterday at a time when it's usually really, really thick. So I don't know. Just, man, I hope you have time to, I hope you get off in time to enjoy some of the daylight at the end of the day. And this is going to continue until late October. So let's enjoy it. I'm glad you're with us this afternoon. So I was commenting on Elon Musk standing next to Donald Trump. And yeah, Elon Musk was there again, right next to Trump. And Elon's got his little boy with him again. I'm so surprised that Donald Trump is allowing Elon Musk to be in the spotlight this much, because Donald Trump is so driven by his ego that I didn't think that he would want to give up the spotlight this much. And I commented on how big Elon Musk looks next to Donald Trump. I just looked up their heights and weights. Now, you know, these people can lie. You know, politicians lie and billionaires lie. Elon Musk is listed at 6'2", 187. Donald Trump is listed at 6'3", 215. You take a look at those two guys next to each other, and it does not look like Donald Trump is bigger than Elon Musk. Elon Musk looks considerably bigger than Donald Trump. So I don't believe these listings that they have. Also, there was a survey that had come out indicating that Americans are spending more time at home. I mean, I am. But I don't know whether I'm just kind of overdoing some things and I'm done with it, or if Americans are spending more time at home. You know, with technology today, with our phones, there's more to keep us at home, and you don't have to go out to communicate with anybody. You can stay home and communicate with a lot of other people. So, you know, maybe that'll be a good topic to talk about sometime in the future. Let's check in with Ian and see if there are any text messages we can get to before the end of the show.
And if they're not,
it's okay. I know I caught you by surprise. It's okay. If there aren't any worth sharing, that's okay.
Let's see here, running right to the top. we're good.
Okay. No, okay. Well,
we'll get them tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, a lot of them are worthless anyway. But, you know, but some of them are really good. And we do really respect and appreciate the good text messages, as I appreciate the good post and comments on what I post on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I hope you'll join me there. I mean, I haven't done it yet, but this week I'm going to reintroduce myself on Scoot on the Air Instagram. I'm wondering if there's going to be a more cerebral audience on Instagram and less hate on Instagram than there is on Facebook. I hope that's the case. And also, I'm going to introduce myself on the new platform, Substack. And there was even a casual comment made about that on Saturday Night Live this past weekend. It's new to a lot of people. It's been around for a little while, but it's still relatively new, Substack. So, yeah, join Scoot on the Air this week, later this week on Substack. I'll let you know when that is official. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show. Sports Talk is coming up. You know, we're getting close to the draft, and we're going to be close to, you know, I mean, a couple of months, and you know, we're into, you know, the Saints starting a training camp. So, you know, we're into the new season with a new coach. I am very, very, very optimistic about Kellen Moore and the staff that he's putting together. I'm not that optimistic about Derek Carr, but you know what? Maybe he'll surprise us. And maybe what they surround Derek Carr with will surprise us. And maybe Spencer Rattler is going to show some promise, too. So I think there's a lot to look forward to. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, happy birthday to Lisa Loeb, who had this big hit back in the 90s. Lisa Loeb is 57 years old today. All right, a lot going on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Last thing posted there was Americans say buy American, but they rarely do. Comment on that. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, Chris Miller, Courtney Love, and you. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.